Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time, June 28th, 2026. And our passage today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where St. Matthew writes, Jesus said to his apostles, Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. There are certain words of Jesus that stop us in our tracks. Today's gospel is one of them. When we hear him say, Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, something within us recoils. It sounds severe, almost unsettling. After all, are we not commanded to love and honor our father and mother? Does not the gospel teach compassion, tenderness, and devotion to family? Yet Jesus is not diminishing human love. He is revealing its deepest source. Every human love, between spouses, parents and children, friends, even the love we have for our very own lives, it's never meant to replace God. It was meant to lead us to Him. When we cling to people more tightly than we cling to Christ, our love becomes possessive, fearful, anxious. But when Christ is first, our love becomes freer, deeper, and more capable of sacrifice. This gospel is not about loving our families less. It's about loving Christ first, so that we may finally love everyone else rightly. There is a hidden freedom in these words of Jesus. He invites us to discover that nothing in this world, not even those most precious to us, can bear the full weight of our hearts. Only God can do that. Many years ago, a woman in a small parish cared devotedly for her aging husband, who suffered from dementia. Day after day, she fed him, bathed him, sat beside him through sleepless nights, and repeated the same comforting words hundreds of times. Someone once asked her how she managed such patience. She answered quietly, There are days I feel I have nothing left, but before I go into his room each morning, I sit before the crucifix for 5 minutes. I remember that I belong to Christ first. Then I can love my husband again. That is the mystery of today's gospel. When Christ is first, love does not diminish, it deepens. The cross does not destroy love, it purifies it. Jesus goes even further. Whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Often imagine the cross as one dramatic suffering. But for most disciples, the cross is woven into ordinary life. It is the hidden sacrifice no one applauds. It is forgiving someone who never apologized. It is caring for a sick parent. It is remaining faithful in loneliness. It is carrying grief without bitterness. It is choosing prayer when distracted, kindness, then wounded, hope. When discouraged, the cross is rarely glamorous. Usually, it is quiet. In contemplative spirituality, the cross is not merely endured. It becomes the place of transformation. The saints teach us that whenever we surrender ourselves in love, Christ meets us there. Beneath every cross carried with faith lies a hidden resurrection, already beginning. Saint John of the Cross once wrote that in the evening of life we will be judged on love alone. But the love he speaks of is not sentimental affection. It is crucified love, the kind that gives itself away. This is why Jesus speaks so directly today. He desires disciples, not admirers. Crowds followed him when he multiplied bread and healed the sick, but the deeper invitation was always toward surrender. To follow Christ means allowing him to reorder our hearts, and that can be painful. Sometimes God gently loosens our grip on people, plans, identity, or comforts we thought we could not live without. Not because he wishes to impoverish us, but because he desires to give us something greater, himself. The saints discovered this paradox. The more they surrendered to God, the more expansive their hearts became. Their love for others grew more radiant, not less. We think of St. Teresa of Calcutta embracing the dying, or St. Francis of Assisi calling every creature brother and sister. Their hearts were immense because Christ occupied the center. We live in a world terrified of surrender. We are taught to preserve ourselves, protect ourselves, prioritize ourselves. Yet Jesus says, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. The deepest life is found not in self-preservation, but in self-gift. The truth is written into every Eucharist. Christ gives himself completely, and in receiving him, we learn how to give ourselves completely too. Perhaps today we should ask honestly, what do I cling to more tightly than Christ? Whose approval do I long for? Whose approval do I fear losing? What comfort, identity, relationship, or ambition occupies the center of my heart? Jesus does not ask these questions to condemn us. He asks because he desires our freedom. He knows that anything placed above God eventually becomes too heavy for us to carry. Only when God is first does everything else fall into its proper place. And strangely, we surrender everything to him, we discover we have lost nothing essential at all. Instead, we find that Christ has been quietly waiting beneath every love, every longing, every cross, offering his own heart. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you ask for the whole of our hearts, not because you wish to take love from us, but because you are the source of every true love. Teach us to place you first above all things. When we cling too tightly to people, comforts, or fears, gently loosen our grasp and draw us back to yourself. Give us courage to carry the crosses hidden within ordinary life. In moments of sacrifice, exhaustion, and surrender, help us surrender and remember that you walk beside us. Purify our love so that it becomes generous, faithful, and free. May our lives reveal the quiet beauty of discipleship. May every cross we carry lead us more deeply into your sacred heart. Amen. If you found a grace in this reflection today, I simply invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.